Anytime you look at a time of great change, you must also look at the change that is happening in you. These things are multi-level. It is never only one thing that is changing. It is many things. And we need to be able to look with kindness at anything we want to change, at anything we want to consider, because kindness is what is going to bring you through this time to a place where you might actually want to be. There is an interesting thing to be learned in these times, in that there is a tremendous amount of fear. And we understand why. We look at the destruction and all of the things that are happening. But even as you are walking in the world, you are being exposed to fear. And you want not to be afraid of fear, but you want to be aware that the energy around you is not really what it would be under different times. And so if you find yourself reacting for no reason you can understand, you might want to check the fear. And you cannot know. There could be someone walking silently past you on the street, but if they are full of fear, something in their energy is going to impact something in yours. So you want to be very cognizant that that can happen. And so prepare as much of your mind and your impulse as you can toward the things of love, because that is the cure for the fear, is the love. Also, since you are encountering now a power struggle that is less than what we often say is less than holy, then you have to know that that too has an impact, because you are hearing about people doing things they certainly should not be doing. And it gives you fear for the structure of your life and the structure of things going on. And so, once again, the fear. So anything you can do to promote a loving response to another person, another situation, you are doing the thing that is beneficial not only for you, but for your world. And it is going to be a while now, because this is quite a turnover of energy, not only in the tragedy of the fires and the tragedy of your current government, but inside of you too. So many things are turning over. And we want to be very careful about the seeds we plant. This is something we often do not think of when there is a great deal to deal with. But you are planting seeds in your own consciousness now. And you do not want them to be seeds of fear. And it is your thought that is going to make the determination about what your attention will make the determination about how you are feeding the seed that you are planting. And your mind and your spirit making the determination about which seed you are planting. And so we are in a time when here is your path, and here is the love on your path that is there for you at all times. And here are your seeds. So consciousness about what you are going to plant. Are you going to plant what is positive? Are you going to take note of what is generous or what is gracious? When you can do that, then you are choosing the seeds that you want to plant. And that is quite a beautiful thing to do on a spiritual path. Also, in this coming time, those seeds will grow. And they will give you, shall we say, a harvest that you want. If you plant the seeds of fear, that also will give you a harvest. But it is not a harvest that you want. So keeping these things in mind, and again, there is a balance here in the human condition. You live on a polarized planet, and you always have. There will always be what is frightening, and there will always be what is heroic, and there will always be what is loving. And so to allow yourself to say, I know about this, but I energize this, and the seeds I plant in my life, I am planting from here. So, if you will begin to breathe deeply and easily, feel the blue of peace all around you. Breathe in that peace and let it move to all the places in you where peace is needed. Feel a cleansing energy from the earth come up and into your root. And let that cleansing energy spiral up, clearing out the fear in your root, in your second center, in your solar plexus, in your heart, in your throat, in your third eye, in your crown. And let that cleansing energy continue to spiral, move all the way through you and leave your body. Now feel safety in your body. And in that safety, allow yourself to move up, knowing that you do not need to try, that the energy of light is bringing your energy up through your body, out through your crown, into the night sky. Feel the freedom of the night sky and feel the perfect balance of the light. And see that your path opens for you. And see the beauty of that path as you step onto it, letting go of the world. And feel the movement higher, higher with no effort. And know that you have come to the place where your teacher waits for you. Take this time and spend it with your teacher. when you have spoken with your teacher, know that your teacher has given you a gift, is giving you a gift. Rest the mind so that you may understand it. Thank the teacher who has come to be here with you. Receive the blessing. And come back down the path again, breathing in all the blessing that the universe has sent to you. Come back to the room and be above the circle and as a gift, a service, find messages for those who sit here with you. come into your body, and when you have centered in your body, open your eyes.